Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Oof, you're loud.
Oh.
Now I'm lot and I'm soft. Learning lessons here. I've been pressing the buttons today. Maddie, of course, away.
Yeah.
He's had to go to a funeral, which is, of course, very sad.
It's always sad.
Yeah.
Funerals are horrible.
The worst thing.
But it's closure. I was talking to Maddie about it the other day, and I think he was talking to his grandmother, and she said that she didn't want a funeral. She was like, just put me in a box and be done
Send
with it.
Me off.
But I said to Maddie, I don't agree with that because I know a lot of old people say that, like, oh, put me in a brown paper bag and, you know, scatter me to the wind and whatever. But you still need, it's not about you as a dead person. It's about the people you leave behind that need the closure.
Saying goodbye.
Yeah. It's not so much, you're gone. Like, it's not about you anymore.
You don't
care. It's about you, but it's not about you. It's actually about the people there.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's an interesting time and everyone has to deal with those things at some point in their life along the way. Yeah. What are you up to today?
So I have to, I'm thinking about all the things I have to do in my life. So I've got to actually go and pick out a dress. For our Are You Okay ball.
So
we're doing the Are You Okay fundraiser ball on the 20th of this month, which is next Saturday. And we're going to be hosting it yourself,
yeah,
Maddie
that's
and
right.
I.
Hey, it's a great cause, looking after mental health and trying to promote all of the things surrounding that, support services, etc.
But it's going to be great because it's a black tie event.
Mm.
And it's very rare in life that you get to dress up in
to that
black
level.
Tie.
Yeah, so it's a penguin really, suit.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. So I'm going to go, Goldie's Dress Hire is hooking me up.
Yep.
So I'm going to be going and picking a dress out for the night.
That's nice.
Fantastic.
Are you going to go, if you picked a colour, are you going to go gold?
Well, no.
Silver?
I've gone through Goldie's Designer Dress Hire, their website, and she just said, like, look, pick out a few dresses that you wouldn't mind trying on. So I think I chose six.
Six?
But
wow.
I think I know which one's going to suit me from the get-go.
Now, do you wear that first and be that person who says, that's it? Or do you try the other ones first?
I'll try them all on.
Do you enjoy that process?
Not really. I hate it, to be honest, because I've got big boobs and I have a small waist, but I'm weirdly putting weight on in odd areas.
Oh.
Like, it's horrible being a woman. I don't like being in my 30s because I've really noticed the hormones change and the weight stacks on. It's so true when your mother and your grandparents say, like, you need to be careful for women. The older you get, the harder it is to keep the weight off.
You look good though, Jade. Oh, you play that down so much.
No, thanks, but I just don't like it. I just feel fat and gross. Like, I'm comfortable in myself, but at the same time, like, you know, I'll go to the beach and no worries. Like, I'll rock it. I have no issues in that sense of self-confidence.
I'm glad to hear that.
Because at the end of the day, like, I do love my body, but I'm just personally not happy because I just, how do I explain that?
You just wish you felt healthier.
Well,
is that it or?
Yeah, I liked being, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I've always been a size 8, but now I think I've just got to be like, okay, you're a size 10. Like,
which is still small.
Yeah, but it's just not where I want to be. Like, it's just
fair enough.
You know what I mean?
It's okay to have goals.
As
long as
I think I'm starting to sometimes push a size 12. But I don't look like, it's weird. I don't know. I know that sounds weird. I'm happy in myself, but at the same time, I want to better myself. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely true.
That's what I'm trying to probably say.
It's fine to want to improve your health.
Well,
that's
you've
good.
Been going to the gym.
Yeah, I try and improve my health. I'm on the slow burn, is how I describe it.
What does that mean?
That just means, like, I'm not, like, rushing to drop weight as fast as possible because I don't think it works.
Yeah.
I think you've got to just slowly build the habits that, like, make you healthier.
Yeah. Emmy looks good, though. You told me that your partner, Emmy, she does yoga, like, 5 days a week.
Yeah, between 3 and 5 times a week.
That's she's really doing,
which
good.
Is great for, like, flexibility and your core muscles and all that important stuff.
I wouldn't mind giving yoga a go because a lot of celebrities do yoga and it's a
And you
Pilates.
Want to become one of them as well.
No. It's just that, like, really... It, when you're a celebrity, you have such crazy schedules.
Yeah, so, like you.
Well, like anyone, it's work smarter, not harder.
True.
So I sort of look at them and I think, well, if they're all doing it and they look good, it must be beneficial. Like out of all the classes you could do, that seems to be working for them.
I think there's an element of... like it clearing your head as well because you can't like be on your phone and stuff like if you're on the treadmill or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't have TV on. I think it's very good for like clearing your head space, if that makes sense.
And that's why for me I sometimes like putting my phone down and I actually have an iPod shuffle. So I'll
just music only basically.
And I'll just like grab that and just go get off the phone because it is like I actually make myself sick. I find myself repulsive with the fact of how much I
use my phone.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
I've got to cut back. I think the whole world does actually, but that's an agenda for another time.
God, we've really covered it all off today.
We have, haven't we? What a whirlwind.
It's gone. We're really very philosophical
right
start
now.
To the podcast.
It's just been a big day. We've had so much little extra on our plate. Not really. It's just the added emotional pressure. That's more so what it is because Maddie was away today.
Yeah.
So you're on edge a little bit more than what you usually would be when someone's away.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. We're a tight-knit team and we work well as a team. And when one of the cogs is missing from the engine, it's always a little bit like different or weird, isn't it?
Different or weird. Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
I wonder if he'll listen to this before he gets to Taree.
I don't know about before Taree because I think he'd be there by now. Time of recording, 10 past 10.
Maybe.
What time do we talk to him? Right off the show, 9 o'clock something, wasn't
it? No, it was 9 o'clock. So how long does it take to get to Taree?
He was only an hour and a half away. So
oh, shit.
So I'd say, I don't think he'll listen.
Oh, well, he'll
maybe,
be listening
maybe
this
tomorrow.
Afternoon.
Yeah, later.
Hey, Maddie, I hope the drive home's going okay.
Yeah, stay safe, travel safe.
Also, please share our podcast.
Yes.
If you love listening to it and our show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, obviously you're listening on it now, please share it or give it a rating.
A review. They're all really handy for us. It really helps like boost the rankings and makes our bosses happy with us when we do well.
Yeah.
So you're looking after us by doing that.
And we appreciate it. So cheers. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.
This is awesome.
Now I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in Albany.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Cremo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Cremo.
My little white ass out there.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women?
Yeah,
we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Well, why, Jade?
Good on him. I think like a little bit of action in a car.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go
good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hello,
morning,
producer
Jade.
Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Revo. Hello, Maddie in the newsroom.
Oh, she's taken off already. So
she's already vanished.
Yeah. Shoom. Straight out. She's probably gone for a coffee or something.
I need an extended window because I can't see the newsroom from where
I'm
I sit.
I'm sure. Hey, we'll ask for an extended window. I reckon it'll be about 1100th on the list of renovations around
here. Yeah, around tax time. I think that's.
Oh, is that when you get it done, is it?
I think so.
Oh, Maddie's back. Has she got headphones? Yes, there we go. Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey.
Excellent. You shot out of the room straight away. Is everything all right?
Oh, everything's all good. I just had to go close a program somewhere so that I could work things here.
Technical things.
Don't you hate that? I was in another studio the other day and I was trying to open a file and then I had to try and work out which computer in the building the file was open in and go and like close it down. It was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, life is really difficult.
difficult, isn't it?
When there's like 20-something computers in the building.
I agree.
Big problems, right? Hey, of course, Maddie away today. He's at a funeral. Mm-hmm. So apologies in advance for my button pressing. We all know it isn't the best, but I'm going to give it a red-hot crack today.
Good. Don't sell yourself short, man.
Well, we'll see. It's
Sports Captain Jade's going to come out and cheer you on.
It's 7 minutes in, so let's not get too excited.
You can
advance.
Do it. The issue we're going to have today is the phones, because you're first time on a new phone system.
That is true.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time to talk about a British man who's had a 9-day erection.
Ooh. Here we go.
Yeah, so this guy, it wasn't just a really, really big night for him or anything like that. He was riding his moped and he fell off and landed in such a way that apparently he's basically developed this 9-day erection because of the way that it, like, unblocked blood that rushed into the area. So apparently this is super rare, and he basically has had to deal with this for 9 days, and they had to do like surgery and everything because when he fell off his moped, he hit a part of his body called the taint. Do you know what that is?
No.
So it's basically a bit of your body between the genitals.
Oh, it's the gooch.
That's another word for it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So he hit that, and apparently this is super rare. That's why it was written about in this medical journal. And 9 days of a big old stiffy this guy had.
You know what? It sort of sounds good at first. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would have like sort of been a lot of fun or something.
But the thing is, you wouldn't have the urge, would you?
No, I don't think
so. It would just be hard. It's like when you wake up in the morning in a morning glory, but it's just hard, but you don't necessarily have the urge that goes with it. So it would be sort of disappointing in a way.
Absolutely. So more information here. Apparently, super rare this is. And according to the article, when you have a blunt trauma, the extended length of time for this man's erection was caused by too much oxygenated blood rushing to the area. And 12 months later, the man's erectile function has slowly improved. Sorry, what was that, Jackson?
I was just going to say, they say it's incredibly painful to have a long-lasting erection because it actually starts to eat away the tissue within the area.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. You know what, though? Big money for a porn director. Because you'd want to hire him, wouldn't you?
In 9 days, you can have him on set the whole time.
Exactly.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Way to earn some extra cash real quick.
I love this last line of the article. Hopefully, he is on his way back to having semi-working order.
Oh.
A lot of that sort of gear. Weird for a medical journal to be stooping to that kind of pun, but I guess even they couldn't resist.
It's just too good.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On
New FM. It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Oh, good morning. And I can't wait to tell you about this story, Crevo, because residents over in Phuket actually are so upset that someone has been getting around stealing their clothes, even their underwear, off the clothesline.
I'd never really heard of this until we sort of started chatting a bit about it yesterday. You brought this up.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah. It happens quite a bit. If you actually put Google clothes stolen off clothesline into Google, you'll see so many stories come up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it'll actually blow your mind. But this one, they've actually had to call in police to hope that they catch the culprit because they've been out causing a ruckus in this one particular neighbourhood. So,
Do you reckon it's people that just don't have enough clothes, or is it like...
Well, sometimes yes, which is really sad.
That's sad, but is there like a creepy element to this?
I think yes. I think there's three different types of people. I think there's the creeps that go after particularly the underwear. There's unfortunately the people who need clothes. And then I think there's the pranksters.
Okay.
That just want to do it for a laugh.
Or maybe just like they got their eye on that T-shirt.
Yeah, and then then there's the genuine thieves who are like, oh, my God, that's a rusty skirt. I'm going for
a
it.
A rusty skirt. Big thing in the 90s clothes theft, was it?
Yeah, so I've narrowed it down to four different categories just then.
Excellent. All right, 13-10-09, we'd love to hear your stories. Have you had clothes stolen from the line? I didn't even realise it was a thing. You've heard of this, Jade?
I have heard of
it. Maybe lost a rusty skirt by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Oh, and we've got a double pass.
Oh, yeah.
Up for grabs to the Knights vs Bulldogs match this weekend.
Yeah, if you'd like to maybe score yourself that, give us a call with your clothesline theft story.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time to talk an interesting crime that I didn't really think we'd ever talk about. Clothes theft.
Bad boys,
what you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, that's right, Jade. What's going on
there? Okay, so officers were called in after a teenage man was recorded on CCTV cruising around the neighbourhood over in Phuket and stopping on his motorbike to snatch women's underwear from in front of a house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this guy, I don't know if he's sort of selling it on the dark web. It. Well, it's a thing, selling underwear. You can make bank.
Oh, can you now? Secondhand underwear? I can't think of anything more gross.
Well, to be honest, the dirtier it is, the more money they generally get
for it.
In particular, over in Japan, because they have vending machines where you can actually buy used underwear. This guy is obviously, you know, getting clean stuff. Maybe it's a different fetish world that he's investing in. But it happens quite a bit. Now, I'm not saying all the time that it's just pervert stealing clothes.
Okay, good.
But, you know, it does happen, believe it or not. And it has been happening in Australia. I don't know if we have a grab, Producer Jackson, of an incident that happened here.
Yes, I can play that for you.
Oh, thank
you.
Sorry, let me get it up.
That's my bad organisation on the button.
Careful
pressing.
And calculated. This thief checks to see if anyone's home before she makes her move.
It's crazy. It's literally a joke.
One by one, the woman takes nearly every item and runs.
She took it all. She left the kitchen cloths. She didn't want those.
Jennifer was at work on Saturday morning watching it all unfold from the security camera app on her iPhone. Her mother was asleep inside. Her 16-year-old sister wasn't home.
I just couldn't believe there was a stranger in my backyard and she was basically just taking off my laundry, just selectively.
She immediately raced back to her Leichhardt Street home with a friend and started searching the streets. On the phone to police, they found their culprit.
Give us our stuff!
What stuff?
You have it! We have you on CCTV! We have you on CCTV!
She's just going into her house.
After a 10-minute chase, they lost her down this driveway.
Oh, my God, crazy, right?
Full on. So, you know, it's not just over in another country. It is happening here in Australia, and we've got Tim on the line. Hey, mate.
How you doing, Tim?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. What happened? Have you lost your clothes off the line, or was someone you knew, or what happened?
It'd be dad.
Oh. So
we used to live in these units and that, and apparently it was happening, and we didn't really care about it or believe it. But then one night, Dad went out after laundry washing, and his undies were gone and his favourite Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, not the Hawaiian shirts. Are you sure that wasn't you just stealing them because they're a crime against fashion, or...?
Yeah, I'm blaming my mum because she hated it, but apparently she didn't do it. But his undies were gone as well.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Do you reckon a mate stitched him up, or do you reckon he had an admirer from down at the pub?
Maybe an admirer.
Yeah, I'd definitely say it was
bless
that.
Bless him. He's still got it. Well, you know what, Tim? You're walking away with a double pass to the Knights and Bulldogs match this Friday night.
Man,
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. Now, Maddie, from the newsroom, I believe you also have a story. What happened?
Yes. Well, it was my dad as well. He also had some stuff stolen, again, living in a unit. And it's a combination. There's a few people who live there and a few holiday rentals as well in the block. So who knows? Maybe it was a mother who didn't realise they weren't her son's clothes, cleaning up.
Okay.
But probably not. And I find it funny that Tim's story was a Hawaiian shirt because my dad, I'm amazed he never got a Hawaiian shirt stolen. He's big on his brands.
Okay.
So he had some high brand, high quality sporting goods hung up on the line outside. His good running shorts, his cycling clothes, you know, the Lycra.
Well, they can be expensive, right?
I would never share a line. I think that's what you learn in this situation.
That's
get a
your
clothes
life
rack,
lesson?
Put your washing in the middle of the lounge room, and it's all good.
That's it. Yeah, he hangs stuff on the balcony now.
That's a lesson learnt, right? Hundreds of dollars worth of stuff.
Why do these dads get targeted?
I know.
I don't know.
It's a major issue.
Well, we've got Love It or Loathe It coming up after this. I'm going to get Crevo. And I guess Jackson's thoughts on the daily topics.
Absolutely. What are we talking, Jade?
We're talking DNA testing, actually. So if you've ever thought about getting it done, you may want to rethink it because it may not turn out okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Loathe it.
Yeah, this is where we get our thoughts on the daily topics. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. And with Maddie out of action today, Jackson, our wonderful producer, is going to be stepping in. So I'm going to be getting your thoughts, guys, on the daily topic, which is DNA testing. Do you love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say loathe it. Creeps me out a bit.
I love it, but it still scares me at the same time. Like, it's super beneficial.
Yeah. Oh, you mean for, like, finding criminals and stuff? Absolutely.
Not only that, and, like, health reasons and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I also think, who's storing these results? Am I going to be just, like, removed in some sort of bond situation and someone's replaced?
You could be cloned.
100%. Does that not scare you that your DNA is sitting in a warehouse somewhere and, I don't know, someone bad could use it for all the wrong reason?
I guess so. But my DNA's everywhere because I'm an owlbiter.
But
those kind of companies that might be nefarious, they're not chasing your nail clippings down, Jade. They're just not. Like, for me, what's scary is, like, when those private companies get hold of your information and then it's just theirs. They can just do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, but what are they going to find out other than, Jade's, made up of, Maltese, maybe some Scottish in there, Australian, English.
This is my fear, my genuine fear. They'll go, we can see from your DNA information you're predisposed to diabetes. Your healthcare, denied.
That's true. My concern is that I spit into a cup to see where my heritage is from and then that ends up at a crime scene and I go to jail.
Well, speaking of crimes, you're not going to believe this, but a North Carolina woman over in the States, she was actually adopted as an infant and she's discovered through DNA testing that her biological father is one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives brutally murdering some people, according to reports.
What a crazy story. Imagine, because if you're adopted or whatever and you go on, a journey, I'm going to find my family and, see what they're up to.
Yeah, maybe track him down, meet my dad, find out what happened, why you didn't want me and...
Who knows, they're famous now. Oh, they're famous for all the wrong reasons. That's awful.
Full on. Apparently, he's meant to be about 84 years old now.
And he's on the run.
He's still on the run. They haven't found him. Apparently, these crimes he did were from, the 70s.
What a wild story.
Yeah. So, that poor woman, I don't know if she's okay with knowing that or...
I know I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's a hard no.
Yeah.
You'd be furious to find that out because, you spent all that money hoping to find some, heartwarming...
story.
...answer and you find that. Terrible.
Yeah, so be careful. Maybe don't go down that path.
Unless you're one of the companies that sponsor this show, then, God, you've got a great company involved. Hey, after the news with Maddie, we are going to be talking about Pete Evans, conspiracy theorist. I'm now saying that's his title because apparently he's having a real hot crack at coming to Newcastle for speaking stuff. And I don't think that's right.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and...
Act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. But the thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet...
Lure in a dog.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go...
Oh, Crevo, the time has finally come where we get our fix from the Happy Mobile Cafe. No, Carl and Benny. Isn't it? The best baristas in town. If you would love to get a coffee van round to your work, definitely go to happymobilecafe.com.au and get in touch with the guys.
Absolutely. Hey, Jade, up next, we've got to talk about Pete Evans. So he was actually booked in for a speaking tour in Newcastle as one of his stops.
Right.
And he was set to be at the speaking at the Next Club. I don't know which branch, but they've actually said no to him now and cancelled him. But apparently the organisers are still looking for another venue to have him speak here in Newcastle.
Right. Okay, so basically a position got started and he got kicked out.
That's right.
Under pressure.
Well, we don't know what happened behind the scenes with Next Club, like, because that might have just been booked with some other name or
right,
something.
Okay.
Like, it's easy to just book a room somewhere, right?
True.
This change.org petition got started to block Pete from Newcastle.
Wow.
Now, I was one of the early signatories on this because I make no secret of this. I think Pete Evans and his views are absolutely abhorrent, right? He's, in my opinion, a bit of a knobhead.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't agree with what he says either, but he's allowed to speak. It's freedom of speech.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but...
Like, you can't just because you disagree with what he says, and yes, it is crazy, but, like, you can't just go and, you know, stop someone from being able to hold a forum and talk to people.
I think as a city, we should block him from Newcastle,
see,
right?
I disagree. I don't agree with Pete Evans, but the thing is, I don't believe... We start doing this for Pete Evans, who else are we going to start... creating positions for to stop blocking someone in.
13:10:09, should Pete Evans be banned from Newcastle? I mean, Facebook's done it. They've kicked him off. Instagram's kicked him off because he's repeatedly made posts opposing COVID-19 vaccines, even masks. And at one point, he even claimed that the coronavirus was a complete hoax and shouldn't be trusted. Let's also remember...
A bit different on social media. You're reaching a lot of people, and the fact that he did have hundreds
of thousands?
He had
a million followers on Facebook.
Well, there you go. That's a bit different. But the thing is, you can't. The world's getting so crazy right now that if someone wants to, like, they're his beliefs, I don't agree with them, but you can't stop someone from preaching it.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a line.
That's just my... I think he should be blocked from Newcastle. Let's remind ourselves when he tried to sell this... Basically, it was a lamp, and he said it could cure coronavirus. Here he is talking about it.
It's on my website. If anyone's interested, you can go to Pete Evans and then products. But it's we've had it for the last 4 or 5 months up at the farm. We use it pretty much every day. It's a pretty amazing tool. Just briefly, it's programmed with about 1,000 different recipes. There's a couple on there for Wuhan coronavirus.
It was a lamp.
That's nuts. Like that's, shame on him for that. That was terrible.
Proper nuts, and that's a person who is spreading the kind of dangerous misinformation that Newcastle, our fair city, does not need. All right, we'll do it next. 13:10:09. Should Pete Evans be blocked from Newcastle.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Jade, we are talking about Pete Evans because he basically booked himself in for a little speaking tour here in Newcastle at the NEX Club or Next Club, and they've blocked him. They've said, no, that's not happening, after a petition came out on change.org saying, no next for Pete. I was one of the early signatories because I think this guy is a bit of a moron and spreading dangerous misinformation. But now 441 other people have joined me in signing this petition.
Wow.
And currently it's a no for him, but there is a, like, there's a piece out in the Herald today, and you know that he'll be trying to get another venue.
Yeah, I think it's a dicey game when petitions like this get started. I know you've signed it, but it's freedom of speech. Like, just, yeah, I just don't think you should be silencing someone because they've got different views to you. Yeah, his may be wrong, but, you know, just... Look, it because then it starts a whole big game. It's the whole thing, like, with Israel Folau. Anyone who has a different view, people get upset and offended because it affects them personally. And it's just, you just can't stop people from being scared to speak their opinions.
My problem with Pete is the amount of dangerous misinformation he puts out there, especially around coronavirus. But also,
it's messed up.
He's done other things as well which really I find terrible. For example, back in November, he used a neo-Nazi symbol in his Facebook post just to really start to gather.
Well, that's crazy.
Gather the types of, I don't know.
But that's when laws need to come into place. Like, if, and the police need to step in there. Like,
well,
that's,
yeah, I mean, that would be ideal.
Exactly.
Look, he has some interesting things that he says. Here was one where he spoke to a current affair type program, and he had this to say.
I never wanted to be famous or that, you know, and I could very easily disappear. You know, some people would like me to disappear, no doubt, and I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
That's deep down in the mind of a conspiracy theorist gone rogue.
Wow.
I mean...
He needs help,
well,
don't get me wrong.
Hey, definitely, but he should be kept off our speaking tour circuit. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, man.
Good.
What are your thoughts on this?
Mate, I reckon you should deport him.
Hey,
deport him.
Yeah, well, that's... Don't worry, you knew. He just get rid of him.
Manus Island, like, or something.
You're saying that you're good to have an opinion, but if you're a social figure and you've got, you know, a bit of a bloody following, you probably need to be careful what you do say.
Absolutely.
I'm not agreeing with what he says, but I think, you know, at the end of the... Yeah, but I agree with you. He's a moron. But at the same time, it's his opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, you have an opinion, but probably best he keeps it to himself if he's that much of a buddy.
Yeah.
People, like, out there in media and out there in magazines and trying to teach people how to cook and shit.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, he had a million Facebook followers. I'm just glad he's been kicked off that platform.
Yeah,
but, you know, a lot of those people are following him somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe on the black web.
The dark web. Hey, thanks for your call,
thanks,
Jamie.
Man.
You're a man after my own heart.
Oh, but guys, obviously, Maddie's not here today, so I can go a little bit rogue and talk about animals.
Oh, an animal story.
But this is one you definitely want to hear because a zoo over in China has tried to pass a dog off as a wolf. So they're just putting any sort of animals in cages over there and, you know, giving them a couple of accessories and hoping for the best. I'll tell you more about it in a second.
I love a dodgy zoo story.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And it is time now to talk fake zoo animals.
We all know I love an animal story.
And I love a dodgy zoo story / dodgy business story. It entertains me, right? So let's get into it. What do you got, Jade?
So a zoo over in China has tried to pass a dog off as a wolf.
What kind of dog?
A Rottweiler.
Well, yeah, I guess he's as a wolf.
Big like a wolf, but completely different looking. And apparently, you know, it's obviously going viral, and it has led to a lot of jokes online, and it's also sparked a bit of a debate about whether zoos are necessary in a post-COVID era.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, a lot of people argue that zoos are no good, but, I mean, they do have a role in, like, animal conservation, but if they're just shoving dogs in cages, that's just, like, that's just pure profiteering, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I'm just going to let this amazing audio fill in the rest of the story.
The gaps, right? Here we go.
Duping people with fake animals used to be so much easier back in the day. But visitors to a zoo in China's Henan province proved to be nobody's fool when the zoo tried to pass off a mangy mutt as the king of the jungle. One customer recounted how he tried to play along, telling his young son it was a special kind of lion. That was until Simba began barking. In other exhibits, the zoo allegedly tried to pass off foxes as leopards, while its wolf turned out to be just another phony pooch. But visitors really smelled a rat when they passed through the zoo's snake enclosure. The administrator tried to placate angry customers by explaining the real lion had been taken to another zoo to breed, but they were having none of it. The people running the zoo must have forgotten that Chinese people are experts at spotting fake stuff.
What a great story. I mean, it used to happen a lot in the past, right? Because people didn't have the internet and they didn't know what animals look like.
That's so sad. Taking advantage of folk, you know, that don't have access to encyclopedias even.
Well, I mean, it used to happen heaps. So you used to do things like get a horse and a bit of the old paint. You got a zebra, right? Simple. Or get a horse and strap a trunk to the front. You got an elephant.
It's just shocking. That's what annoys me about, like, over in the States in particular. Obviously, we all remember Tiger King. It's pretty hard to forget that, but they can't, no one should just be able to start a zoo.
Like, yeah, it should be governments only, you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
Or like government-endorsed companies that know what they're doing.
Because this zoo over in China needs to be shut down because clearly they're just trying to rip people off.
Yeah, look, hey, hopefully and it'll happen, but knowing China, probably not.
Yeah, no, but if you are going to China and you're going to a zoo, maybe skip that tourist attraction.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What makes the world go?
Sorry, mic's on. That'll help. Hey, Jade, I thought you were... Like, this morning when you came in, I noticed a distinct lack of heat packs and stiff, sore and sorry. I thought you were supposed to be playing hockey last night. What happened?
Well, I got a text message last night from the captain, and she said... I'll just open it up right now. She goes, hey, guys, game is forfeited tonight. Enjoy your night off. Thanks for the season.
Forfeited. Does that mean you lose the point?
Well, no, I don't know if we forfeited
sure
or the other team.
Like it.
No, I think the other team might have forfeited.
Ah.
I didn't ask questions.
Were you two, do you think they were too intimidated by you joining the team?
Oh, no.
That Jade, she's on the team now. We don't even stand a chance, guys. Let's not bother turning up. That's probably what happened.
Oh, God, I don't think so. But
it's a possibility, right? You don't know.
Oh, well, look, hey, anything's possible. Okay, well, that's a saying, right?
But, exactly.
But no, so, yeah, I'm not sore today. It's a bit of a relief, if I do say so myself.
Normally you got your legs split across the desk with the wheat heat pack, like,
well,
leaning up against your groin.
I had a groin the other week. God, it hurt. But
and was that was from hockey, was it?
That was from hockey, but my fault, I didn't warm up before I went on the field. Yeah. So I've learnt my lesson there. But yeah, so now the summer season's officially finished.
Yeah, and it's over to the winter season.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
I'm going to update you on Thomas Markle. He's spoken out. And Gaga as well. What they think happened with that dog napping.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson brings us all the goss each and every day. We got that dog napping story, re-gaga. We got a whole bunch more. What's going on?
First, I want to start with some breaking local sporting news.
Oh,
this is very Gossip Girl. So I've had a tip on the phone lines, and it's actually regarding our very own Jane Leader.
What?
And her hockey game as to why this thing did not go ahead. Take a listen.
The team that we were playing against, I have filled in for the whole season. So the last couple of games, Jade has played with Cardiff, and then later on, we've played with the other team to fill in to help them. Because we were filling in from, we weren't going to be playing with them. So I think they were scared of Jade because we were playing against them last night.
So I was right.
You were correct.
Excellent. I knew that they were intimidated by your skill.
Surely not.
Hey, you can't argue with a tip like that. That's hot.
I'm calling Stitch up.
No, that's Hollywood tip-off time.
I know that's Robbie. I do play with her. But
hey, she knows. She's got her ear to the ground.
XOXO Gossip Girl. Let's kick off with the Royal. All right, so Piers Morgan, obviously very annoyed on his show yesterday. Give me a second. Let me pull up this grab because it's very interesting. He actually storms off. None of his co-hosts were very happy with him.
She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
So, do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour. Pierce spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen.
Alrighty, so an update on where he stands. So they've released a statement. Following discussions with ITV, Piers Morgan has decided now it is time to leave Good Morning Britain. So he has quit.
Wow.
Thank God.
Good.
C'est la vie, Piers Morgan.
I agree with his co-host there because he regularly trashes Meghan and Harry. You know what? Ever since after their wedding in May 2018, he's constantly just been
banging on,
smashing them in the press. And I'm glad that it's over for them. What a sigh of relief.
Yeah, he's constantly criticised her for claiming
everything.
To be bullied, and then he's gone on live TV
and bullied her
and harassed her. So,
for 4 years.
I've just had a thought, because he is a massive, like, celebrity over there in his own right. I have a theory, it's just come to me now, that he is actually using this to leverage into his next job.
Oh, probably.
Because they would have gone, right, you cut from all contracts, blah, blah, blah. All of those clauses about not working anywhere else and stuff, probably like null and void.
Mm.
And he'll probably just crowbar himself into some, you know, right-wing conservative BS program that he can now sprout his views on freely.
Oh, 100%.
He's that kind of guy.
That kind of guy, just an absolute flog. And from one to the next, we'll talk about Thomas Markle because he's spoken out about his daughter.
I love my daughter very much. Had I known she was having psychological problems, I would have been there for her. Biggest problem here is she's pretty much ghosted all of her family on her mother's side and my side. So, you know, she really had no one to reach out to.
Is this family just forgetting that they sold their daughter out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ghosted you, mate, because that father...
was selling photos of himself to the press.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. The list of things that he has done that has made their lives miserable is as long as your arm.
Yeah.
He's got to stop.
They all have to stop and just leave them alone. And everyone's criticising Meghan and Harry for telling their story. Today, I definitely stand by the fact that I think it's a great idea. Say your piece. But I'm going to stop banging on about the Royals because I think everyone's a little bit
royals.
Sick of it.
We're getting royaled out.
Very quickly, because I know we're short on time, Gaga and the Bulldog saga, it's heating up. So they're saying that it's now potentially a gang initiation process that they have to steal celebrity dogs.
What?
Yes, so they're saying gangs in LA are potentially going to start hitting celebrity dogs because this is like something to get you in. Because if you can get close to a celeb dog, then you know your stuff is a bit of a criminal. Also, too, that $500,000 reward hasn't been given to that woman yet because they cannot prove that she's not connected to it.
Jeez. I don't know what happened to no questions asked.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
They seem to be going straight on to heaps and heaps of questions.
No questions asked, but just fill out this form on my iPad.
And tell us all about exactly what happened, where you were, how you connected, and if you've got any involvement in this crime.
Also, spit in this cup for a DNA test.
Yeah, that's disappointing. No questions asked. Just give the money.
Look, as if there was going to be no questions asked.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
Deep down, you got your dogs back. Like, why would you?
Oh, do you know what? If someone stole my dogs, I'd be like, yeah, there's a $500,000 reward, and then I'd burn the city to the ground.
Before you paid them. Absolutely. Hey, that's what these criminals are after, right?
Yeah, well, guys, let's celebrate someone's birthday, hopefully. We have $425 up for grabs with our birthday lotto. We choose a month at random, and then if you're born in that month, you need to be the first through on 13-10-09 for your chance to spin our birthday balls where we pull out your date, you get the cash. And right now we're looking for anyone who was born in the month of June.
Okay, June babies, 13-10-09. Hit the phones quick if you want to win 425 big ones. Up next,
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
It is birthday lotto time. We randomly pick a month, which was June this morning. June babies call up. We spin the birthday balls and you could walk away with $425. Who was our lucky June baby?
It's got time to meet. Mark is from Wanji, 44, and a carpenter. He wants to splash the cash on a holiday. Ooh. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Thanks,
Phil. Really good. Where's your holiday to, just briefly?
Probably Melbourne, seeing your daughter.
Oh, that's lovely. That's the sort of heartfelt stuff we like to pay for. Fingers crossed.
I really hope I pull it out for you right now, the right date, that is.
Yep.
All right. I've pulled out the 13th of June.
Go back three.
Oh, no.
The 10th. Oh, no.
Sorry,
too bad,
man.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us and thanks for listening to the show.
No worries.
All right. A birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. Another chance at $425.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Good morning. It's Lily Orgidy from Rosie Park Catholic School. Hello to my teacher, Mr. Ellis, and all my classmates in Fribley. Okay, now for the weather. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers, most likely in the morning, and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and early in the evening. We're expecting a top temperature of 25 degrees in the city and 25 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm on Thursday. Cloudy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up with Kate, Tim and Joe for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
And we'd get like one of those hockey straps and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, is it a jockey strap? What are they called?
Hockey strap.
An hockey strap.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go...
Big shout out to Lily Allgood just then.
Oh my
god. 9 years old.
How talented is she? Absolutely smashing it.
Yep, from Rosary Park Catholic School. Good on you as our Weather Whiz Kid. If you would like to be our next Weather Whiz Kid next Wednesday, jump online and nominate yourself or get your parents to at newfm.com.au. And lucky Lily has walked away with a birthday party at Kids World Playland at Green Hills. Where it's all about fun, food and play.
You're going to be the hero of all your mates if you win that because you get to take them there. You feel like, you know, you're treating them all. They're like, oh, free party, how good.
I'm secretly jealous of 9-year-old Lily because she has the coolest name, Lily Allgood. It sounds like a character out of a Roald Dahl
it's so true.
Novel. It's
thought,
so cool.
I thought you were going to say you were jealous of the children's birthday party that she's won.
Oh, well, that too, Lily. You're very lucky.
I can see you doing, like, whatever they've slides or whatever they've got there.
Yeah.
And loving it.
I love it. Oh, to be a kid again, Creeper.
I know, right?
But on 13:10:09, what annoys you the most when going through the drive-thru? Because I drove Maddie home yesterday and he wanted to go through the fast food, Macca's in particular, actually.
Mm.
And so we're there and we've pulled up, I've put my window down, and he's doing the whole passenger thing where he's craning his head over the handbrake trying to look at the menu, and he's had a little hissy fit and he's gone, I'm sick of this. He's like, oh, why do they have the menu up anymore? He's like, this is BS.
Is this because they always just have, like, the specials only?
Well, the specials, but on this one, it was just, like, mainly the salads anyway.
He wasn't having a bar of that.
He wasn't happy about it. And I felt sorry for the girl working because she's come on, she's like, hello, can I take your order, please? And Maddie's like, do you not have the menu up anymore?
Like she has any control of that computer
and
thing.
I've looked at Maddie because he had the hangries and I was thinking, oh, come on, man. And the poor girl's like, huh, sorry?
And that's he's not
like,
an item.
And he's like, don't worry about it. I just missed seeing the menu. But he raises a good point. Like, it's been a while since, like, I've gone through the McDonald's drive-thru and I used to have everything
like
up
a
on
just
the board.
Big list of stuff. And you could have a little read while you waited for the car in front.
But they don't have that anymore. And it is really annoying because sometimes you want to mix things up. Like, I normally only ever go for the McChicken.
It's easy for you. You're a simple girl.
I'm a simple girl. I like the simple things on the menu. But if I wanted to do the variation and try one of those make-your-own Angus burgers, I'd be screwed because I couldn't tell you where to begin. I'd be holding up the drive-thru. So we wanted to know what annoys you the most through drive-thru. Is it when you get the dribbles of Coke, when they pass your Coke outside
the
window,
all
it's all wet, or they're not putting the sauce in the bag, no serviettes, the list goes on.
So for me, the thing that really gets to me is if I go and get, like, say, some sort of fried chicken.
Yeah.
And there's a piece missing.
Like the chicken.
Yeah, like you've ordered six, say. I won't even say what place or whatever.
Yeah.
And they give you five.
Oh.
You get home, you unpack it, and you're like, because it's not enough to go. You're not going to go back and complain or any of that. You just suffer in silence.
Oh.
You just say, oh, this is my life now. 13:10:09, what things annoy you most when going through the drive-thru? It can be small and petty.
Like,
we won't judge you.
Plastic straws. You know, I miss them. I know it's good. I've loved the change for the environment when it comes to those, what is it, the paper straws?
Yeah.
God,
the little gripes with fast food, e.g. drive-thru, etc. 13:10:09, we'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Fast food / drive-thru gripes here this morning.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, we are. Missing Maddie today, obviously, and I can throw him in it because he was a little bit rude at the drive-thru the other day to a poor little girl because he got angry because the menu wasn't changing, so he could only see the salads. So he had a little hissy fit, and it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, I miss the days too when you could just have the full non-moving menu.
Yeah, that's
I don't
right.
want it moving.
You just want to see everything that's for sale.
Exactly. So we thought on 13:10:09, what annoys you the most when going through the drive-thru?
Let's kick it off with Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Good, yourselves?
Really, really good. What's the thing that annoys you at the drive-thru?
When you get a cone and it's only half packed.
Oh, yeah.
And they only do it around the edges, so it looks like it's full and it's hollow in the middle.
Ooh.
I can see how that would wind you up.
Especially, Matt, when you're not paying 30 cents anymore.
Like, no, that's right.
You know what I mean? They up the price.
and reduce the ice cream.
Exactly.
No, I'm with you. That's definitely a gripe.
All right, thanks for that one. Who have we got next?
Shane.
Jay?
G'day, mate.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, not bad. So what drives you up the wall through the drive-thru?
Rude customer service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting
one. Don't name the restaurant, but what's the worst situation that's happened?
Oh, just being rude over the speaker, just rude in general, and then it actually puts my partner and I in the mood for the rest of the day.
It sets off a bad vibe, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. Like, I get, like, you know, they're always busy, like, sometimes they're busy, you know, but it doesn't take that long to be nice to to the customer.
That's true.
Absolutely
don't
true.
Don't work in customer service if you can't hack it. No, well, like, exactly. Real talk. Like, that's your job, is providing customer service. If you can't do it, don't do the job. I'm with you. I'm with you, Shane.
Well, thanks for your call this morning, Shane.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, what's happened
here?
We've
had Matthew Harrison call on line one. Yeah.
This is interesting. Good morning, Matthew.
I wasn't rude to the drive-thru girl. Jade, you're full of shit.
Oh, you're a bit narky.
I hear everything.
All right, like, defend yourself. Defend yourself.
Come on then, let's go.
Yeah, I wasn't rude. What? How dare you say that about me?
You were a little bit rude, Maddie.
I said, oh, hey, can you change the drive-thru menu? No. Okay, well, that's weird. Oh, my God. Enjoy, guys. I'm out. Bye.
All right. Bye. See ya. He loves us, doesn't he?
We miss you too, Maddie.
Couldn't even miss one day. Hey, Jade, Beat the Meat is up next. This is, of course, one of our favourite parts of the week, where you can beat the meat with us on 131009. You can win yourself a whole bunch of Singo's sausages.
Oh, yeah, we love this.
Yeah, we do. Singo's Butcheries, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. 131009, we need one player to play our Beat the Bomb style game.
Yeah, win some sausages right now.
With sausages.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot guys?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
A very simple game. It's like Beat the Bomb, except heaps better because you can win Singo's sausages. We've got a big stack of them in the special sausage fridge here.
special sausage. That's actually really hard to say real quick. Special sausage fridge. It's like a tongue twister.
I'm glad it wasn't just me. Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, we're going to Bree. Yeah, g'day. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Just work.
Just work.
That sounds so thrilling. I'm glad you're as excited as I am.
Question, if you win these sausages, are you a barbecue girl or bangers and mash or is it deviled sausages?
Curried sausages?
Curried sausages. Love it.
Yeah. Really?
That's good.
Cool. Okay, I haven't had that for quite a while. You've heard how the game works?
Yes.
All right, let's together beat the meat.
One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages.
Stop.
Good. You beat the meat.
Yeah, you don't want to get too greedy. You've learnt your lesson from martyrs that have fallen in the past.
Oh, well done. Oh, I'm glad made you happy.
You seem a lot happier after that. Congratulations. Yep.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening to the show.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, and 105 commercial free is coming up after us with Jackson. What's coming up?
A bit of Pink in there with Trouble. That is nice. A lie. I always say, ain't no party like a fancy party. That is on the way as well. That's Freedom. You didn't mean what you And this is fresh from Olivia Rodrigo. I initially didn't like it until I seen Kim Kardashian playing it on her Instagram story. Because, of course, she's mourning her marriage. And I thought, do you know what? This is a banger now.
Aww.
If the Kardashians like it, Jackson likes it.
Hey, that's law.
Good sign.
That's the law.
Gospel.
Totally.
Well, thanks, Jackson. That's all coming up just after 9 with 105 minutes commercial free. But I can't wait to tell you about this. It's a little bit scary. So I know, kids, sometimes when you're little, you might want to chew your hair.
Really? I'd never really heard about this.
Girls do, because not so much boys, but like little girls, like when they have their hair in a ponytail, when it's really long, they'll sometimes flip it around.
Because it reaches their mouth.
It reaches their mouth. And it's sort of like a nervous habit, or it's just a bad habit for some, not necessarily a nervous thing, where they'll nibble at their hair and bite at it. It's just like cracking your knuckles. Well, you're going to want to stop doing that, kids, because a giant hairball has actually almost torn through a teenager's stomach.
Oh, my God.
Because she was chewing her hair so much. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this, but it's very scary.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, it is time to chat about human hairballs.
We're all used to cat kitten hairballs.
I didn't even know human hairballs were a thing. The only troubles I've had with human hair is, like, you know when your drain starts to get high tide at the end of a shower and you have to get, like, the old coat hanger and pull it all
up? Is it mainly Emmy's hair?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because it's like, longer than yours.
Longer.
I was going to say.
Unlikely to be mine.
Well, you never know.
Well, I'm sure there's a couple of mine in and amongst it.
I'm like, I know Maddie and I can be stressful, but
I'm pulling it all out in the shower of a night.
But this is actually a thing. So there was this teenager who was diagnosed with this extremely rare condition called Rapunzel syndrome, where she basically can't stop eating her hair.
Oh.
And I know little kids can do this when they're young. Like I think I did it a little bit when I was a child, but you grow out of it really quickly. Like your parents tell you, stop putting your hair in your mouth.
And that's the end of it.
And that's
right?
the end
For
of
most
it.
Most people.
So kids, listen to your parents, because this girl ended up eating her hair so much so that she ended up with this oval-shaped hairball, which was 19 inches. We're talking 48 centimeters long, and it was completely filled her stomach.
Oh, my God.
So to the point where it had tore a hole through her stomach wall.
That sounds so awful.
Yes, because it was so big. Apparently, you know, she was only 17. She went to hospital a couple times because she kept fainting. And she was just not feeling well at all. She didn't want to eat. She was losing a lot of weight.
Feeling full all the time.
And
what's your diet consist of? Oh, just my own hair.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that might be the problem.
So when they finally realised, like, doctors sort of cottoned on to the fact, like, spending time with her, that she was sort of chewing her hair, they ended up doing, you know, an ultrasound and doing x-rays, and then they were like, dude, you have a hairball.
This thing has got to come out. Yep. You've been hanging out with cats way too much.
Yep, so they had to operate, and yeah, luckily she's okay now.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But she's going under therapy to try and break her Rapunzel syndrome.
We'll try and sort that out, yeah, because I can imagine that that's sort of something she has to work through.
Yeah, be careful, guys, because you know...
very random warning this morning.
Well, very random warning, but apparently, like, that hairball could have, like... Luckily, it sort of tore her stomach instead of causing a complete obstruction, because, like, if it blocked up her intestines, it could have resulted in death for the poor thing.
Never would I thought we'd say on this show, luckily it tore her stomach.
I know.
The words you never think you're going to say. Jade, birthday lotto is up next. $425 on the line for the second time today.
All right, I'm going to spin our random month generator, and it has come up with October.
All right, so if you were born in October, call the show now, 13 1009, for your chance at the cash.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple game. You just need a birthday to play, and then you can be today $425 richer if your exact birth date gets drawn out. Mm. It's time to meet our contestant.
Yeah, he was born in the lucky month of October. Andrew, he's from Thornton. He would spend the money on new parts for his four-wheel drive, and apparently you love a good chat about four-wheel driving. Andrew, what do you love about it so much?
Just been out in the bush, just enjoying time with your mates.
What?
Just going with a cruise.
Yeah,
what
nice
sort
one.
Of four-wheel drive do you have?
I've got a Hilux.
Oh, excellent. They're the best. It's just man and machine, isn't it? Up against nature.
It certainly is. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it does and doesn't. It depends how deep you're in the sand or the mud, right?
Alright, exactly, yeah.
Alrighty, I'm spinning your birthday balls here. Let's see.
If you win, you're going to get an accessory, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, you don't make him dream too much to share.
Oh, sorry. I'm just having a bit of fun. Don't shut me down too quick.
I know. All right. I really hope, Andrew, you're born on the 17th of October.
Nah, the 1st.
Oh, too bad.
Bummer.
That's all right.
Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to the show, though, man. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Love it.
Enjoy your day. That's a wrap for us. Apparently, Maddie back tomorrow, so that's good. We've been missing him through the show.
All over Red Rover. He made an appearance, though.
Oh, he sure did. If you're wanting to catch that, you can, of course, listen to the podcast at any time.
Yeah, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You just have to search the Novos.
It's as easy as that. Jackson, you're up next. What have we got on the way?
How about we do CR?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, also too. We'll get a bit of Halsey on.
Oh,
something
love Halsey.
I'm very excited for, though. I texted the boss the other day and I said, you have to get this on the playlist. It's Post Malone covering Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right. There was a little chat around this yesterday, wasn't there?
Yes.
He sounds very similar to the original, don't you think?
So good. So good.
It's, to me, that spells a different direction for the big postman, because he's sort of had that rock rap kind of different vibe.
Yeah.
But now he's going full, 80s, 90s.
You know what? You look at him, right? He's got the tattoos. He looks like he smokes Winnie Reds profusely.
Yes.
He's got such a nice voice, though.
Yeah, when you see him in interviews, he's just, the loveliest kind of guy. Yeah.
To be honest, I can't really comment because I haven't done any investigating.
Mm. Just do a Google and look at him. He looks like he would rob you, but he's actually the type of guy that you'd see.
He does look scary.
Helping a 90-year-old across the road.
He's got tattoos all over his face.
Yeah, and he has the big grills, the gold grills and everything, and he drinks really cheap beer.
Oh, really?
Sort of your Bud Lights and Coors and stuff.
So he's just a regular Joe who made it and to still live in the simple life.
Yeah, essentially.
He's humble. Righto, I'll give him a... It's funny how you watch a few interviews and it can change your whole perception
of an artist. Totally. Oh, we're excited to hear that coming up. Thanks, Jackson, and thanks to you, Jade. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye. You did a great job today, Crevo.
Oh, thanks. Just pressing a few buttons here and there. I've made a few mistakes, but it's been all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, bye.
Bye. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.